My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss religion. So listen and enjoy.
So when we last left off, I had just given my girlfriend, Belinda, a sex survey. Remember that?
Yes, that was great. I was thinking about this during the break.
You were thinking about her sex survey?
I was.
And then did you just disappear suddenly like she often does?
It's like, oh no, the lights are going out. Bye.
Yeah.
No, she's like, there's another time where as soon as the subject of sex comes up, she starts squirming and getting uncomfortable, and anything that you asked her is like, have you ever kissed? No. Have you ever looked at a man? No. You have a child? No. You know, I mean, she was just like, she was playing the Virgin Mary card.
But you know, this was brought up last show, that, and I kind of knew this, suspected it anyway,
mm-hmm.
they don't have, like, all the freaky-deaky stuff like foreplay.
No,
like we do. I mean, if you're a woman, you can't ask, hey, find the clit. You know, listen, you're in, you're out, it's over.
Yeah, no, apparently. Yeah. That was very disappointing. But they can't even find
Joe's thinking, I need to book a trip to Africa.
They don't seem to mind there. Freaky-deaky, like foreplay.
Clit?
Oh,
I'm a big fan of Clit Eastwood. What are you talking about?
Go down on me, punk.
Great. Make my day.
This is a 5-ton barrage vibrator. Takes 7 batteries. Now, do I tell myself, do I feel lucky? Go ahead.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
Do you feel lucky?
Lunky?
Lunky.
Lunky.
Don't push me.
Lunky. Well, it's a big bottle. I was kind of hoping for a more streamlined rabbit, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, that was March 8th, 2013. It is amazing. We used to do this in real time.
I know.
It was amazing how far we've got. We used to be on the air, and she'd be like ringing, you know, chiming in.
This just in for Benin.
Well, that was Flory.
Not now, stupid. I'm on the show talking about you. I can't talk to you.
And that's just what I said to Joe. March 10th, 2013. Remember, my kid's been sick. So she asks, how is your kid doing? Mm. I go, she's doing much better. Thanks. How are Kasha? That's her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And Granny doing. Remember, she's got the deteriorating eyes.
Yes.
Granny.
Right.
Yes.
Granny.
She goes, Kasha's fine and Granny's better now. I go, that's good news. How was church today? It was a Sunday. She goes, it's really interesting and motivating, like always. Big smiley face.
Mm.
I go, what did it motivate you to do? To share the word of God. That's the Bible with others.
That's the Bible for you, Satanist.
No.
That's the Jew.
No, I'm not Jewish this week. I'm not Jew. I was.
Oh, all right.
I dabbled in the Judaism.
Gotcha.
I got it.
Yeah, fake Davin isn't a Jew.
No, fake Davin was very Christian. Remember, fake Davin wanted the priest for me to break up with her, the priest.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
Yes,
that's
because
right.
He didn't approve of it. Then I was Jewish. And now
converted.
I really don't believe in
converted
anything.
For the sake of the relationship.
Yeah, because I met like a rabbi on a bus and we had a conversation.
Right.
He was in counseling with Joe as Santa.
Yeah. So I go, so you're becoming a missionary? She goes, no, not really, just evangelizing. I go, really? She goes, yeah, it's every Christian's duty to do that. Learned that today. I go, if you say so, does that mean you're going to start preaching to me? She goes, yeah, if that's fine with you. Tried it the other time, didn't think you liked it. Would you like me to? Now, here's very interesting. I want to stop this right here. We got a scammer who's trying to save my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of churches scam people for money, so what the hell?
No, but I think it's very interesting how deep this goes.
Yeah.
I mean, because if she's truly the scammer, what does she care about my soul?
Well, with the hypocrisy, though.
Well, this we know.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants you to give to the church eventually.
Hmm. Possible. I did offer to give to the orphanage. I had millionaire friends.
Yes, you did.
I go, not really. I find myself less in touch with organized religion and more in touch with interpersonal relationships. But if you wish, you can tell me about it if it makes you happy. She goes, you should want to listen. Not if it makes me happy. I go, you presume I should want to listen because you presume I should want the same things that you want. I was very religious. I am not any longer. I'm a better person than I ever was. But I understand you feel it is your duty, so I'm willing to help you complete your task. She goes, okay, so why are you no longer religious? I go, Belinda, I have found that people use religion as an excuse to do bad things.
Hmm.
I have done a lot of bad things. That being said, it's not religion that helped me grow up. It was the realization that my actions have consequences. I do not wish to be good for God or for the afterlife. I wish to be good because I like to see people happy. I like to feel good about myself. Maybe that's selfish. I go, can you marry me if I do not wish to be married in a church?
Oh.
She goes, not really. We can go in the afternoon too. We can even worship at home because God is everywhere. I go, well, if God's everywhere, then we really need to do some things under the sheets since you do not like to be watched. Little devil face. She gave me a little devil face back. I go, do you think since I am no longer religious that I will go to hell? She goes, don't say that. You won't go to no matter what sin you have done. God still loves you. He will forgive you anything, only if you ask him. You're hoping on it, aren't you, sweet tits?
Yeah, you've got me off for plenty of times.
Yeah. I go, cool, now I can...
Sorry.
It's all right, you're allowed to be funny. Just throws me, but it's fine. Yeah. I go, cool, now I can be a real jerk to everybody, and all will be forgiven as long as I ask God for forgiveness.
That's
that
the Catholic way.
Yeah.
She goes, you don't continue to sin because God will forgive you. That's bad. After you repent, you strive hard not to sin and live a righteous life, which is not what most scammers believe from what I understand. From what I was led to believe, most scammers have said, as long as you keep on... You know, say, my bad, God forgives you. So yeah, it's like, oh, I just scammed, I brought out $10,000. My bad. Let's go right back to the computer tomorrow.
That's right. That's what they even said.
Mm-hmm. So she's going a little different tact here. A little different.
Yeah.
Which is why I like this chick.
Yeah.
A little different.
That is very different because, you know, a lot of them say, yeah, it's like back to business the next day.
Work is work. It's Monday. Back to fleecing the peeps.
Here we go with a peak in the valley. Where it's first when you like, you know, you have them and you're onto them, then they pull something like this.
Right. And you go, wait a minute. You're actually trying to tell me how to be a good Christian?
Right. And then you have a conscience. I guarantee in 5 minutes, we're going to be going, all right, G back.
For more Devin's Den scans the scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.